Most of our houseplants spend the summer outside. We put them in partially sunny spots. They thrive in the fresh air. When it gets cool, we bring them inside again. After a month or so inside, some of our houseplants will be looking pretty rough. The fig, chameleon, ferns will lose leaves. The Christmas cactus will bloom before Thanksgiving, and the poinsettia won't even have color yet. Leaf drop on houseplants has a couple different causes. The most frequent cause is lack of light. Days are shorter. There's just fewer hours of sunlight for houseplants. Very few windows let in enough light for plants, unless you have a sunroom. We have bright morning and afternoon spots, but no all-day sunny spot. Plants lose leaves to make up for the lack of light. Drafts are another cause of leaf drop. Cool air blasting in on plants when a door is open. Heater vents shooting warm air on a plant. Both extremes shock plants, and the response is to shed leaves. If possible, move houseplants away from drafty areas. Thinning houseplants this time of year may help them through that leaf loss period. Thinning is a way to speed up the leaf loss. Prune to shape the plant. Take out any weak branches, but don't take off more than a third of the whole plant mass. When plants come inside for the winter, we check them for bugs. We usually miss at least one plant with aphids. These plants get a good shower to wash off the bugs. Depending on the plant, we may spray it with insecticidal soap, but test a leaf or two on each plant. Not every plant likes soap sprays. If the bugs are bad enough, we'll sacrifice the plant and the bugs to the freezing temperatures outside. Houseplants thrive in groups. Mixing different plants together adds texture and color to a room. In our house, it also assures they get watered. For us, it's easier to water a collection of plants than to wander around watering this plant and then that. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.